Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Friday. Thank goodness it is here. It's October 10th, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. A year ago, we all thought the desktop computer was dead. But according to analyst firm Gartner's, PC shipments have totaled 79.4 million units in the third quarter of just this year. Shipments were up 9%, and most of that is actually in Western Europe and North America. Just so you know, we are talking about x86-based PCs here, and those x86 also include tablets that are running Windows 8. So it's kind of a little bit of smoke and mirrors there, shall we say. Lenovo is still number one in the worldwide of PC shipments. They've got 19.8%, followed by HP with 17.9%, Dell at 12.8%, Acer at 8.6%, and Asus at 7.3%. Long live the desktop PC! Rumors have been circulating quite a bit lately about Microsoft canning its Surface project. Sales for the tablet have been quite slim, shall we say. However, Microsoft is pushing right forward, and this is coming straight from the CEO's mouth. Microsoft is putting its full and sustained support behind the ongoing Surface program. Although Microsoft did somewhat admit, saying they've kind of questioned the company's plans for the Surface for its long-term future. So look for probably Surface Pro 4, maybe even Surface Pro 5. Companies like BMW, Coca-Cola, Louis Vuitton, even the NFL have started using Surface Pro devices. But let's be frank, the Microsoft laptop quote-unquote killer, it's got a long way to go. Google Play has finally launched a feature that should have been there in the first place. Movie pre-orders has come to the Google Play Store. The lack of this being on there in the first place was really a stupid oversight, but it's finally there now. However, though, it takes like a treasure map to get it done. First, you got to check out the list of available pre-orders. Then you got to choose the title that you want. And of course, if you're not up with Google Play, then you got to go enter your credit card details and all of that sort of mumbo jumbo. Then you'll receive an email. Then the pre-order will be added to the My Movies. Then you got to click on the pre-order movie so that your order will take effect. Then on the day that the movie becomes available, then you'll receive an email confirming your purchase. And then finally, you can hit play and enjoy. Okay, I take that back. Now I'm starting to see why it wasn't there. Seems hell might be officially about to freeze over. Amazon is thinking about putting up a brick-and-mortar store. Yeah, you heard me right. According to the Wall Street Journal yesterday, Amazon plans to open up its first store in Manhattan, with the possibility of expanding to other cities. Wall Street Journal went on to say that they want the store open just in time for the holiday season. Now, they're saying this is going to be more like a warehouse, quote-unquote, store, something that you can just go in, say you order something that day, and then you can go pick it up at that store. Or it'd also be a showcase for Amazon products like their Fire line or the Kindle. Now, if we all remember, Seattle was actually supposed to be the first place for an Amazon store way back in 2012. That never happened. And Amazon today still has no comment whatsoever on this report from the Wall Street Journal today. Can you imagine Amazon as a brick-and-mortar store? I don't know what world we're living in anymore. Here's another story that's going to shock the crap out of you. Facebook wants to give its users the option of flying way under the radar and being anonymous when they're talking to other people. The social network is reportedly working on a standalone mobile application that will enable members to interact with each other without using their real names. Sources are saying that the app will enable Facebook members to discuss different things they talk about on the internet, topics of discussion they may not be comfortable with including their name with. I think I'm getting how this works. You're anonymous to all these people. Whatever you're discussing, nobody knows who you are. But remember, Facebook does, and they'll probably sell your data anyway. And while we're on the subject of Facebook, apparently it's no longer popular with teenagers. Who's the big winner now? Instagram, followed by Twitter, and then Facebook. Instagram has got 76% usage, followed by Twitter at 59%. Facebook has gone all the way down to 45%. Mind you, Facebook was at 72% in spring of this year. Pinterest and Tumblr were way back like at 20%, 15, 20%. The kids don't care about that, apparently. So is this the downfall of Facebook? Probably not. I'm sure the teenagers will probably be back there next year when everything is hip again. Got so many social accounts you just can't keep track of. You got notifications going right, here, left, and it's just driving you nuts. Well, prepare yourself to be snowballed. Android fans, you've got an app for you that's going to allow you to draw in all of your social media networks there and put them all on one app. Once you install the app Snowball, it automatically detects all the messaging apps on your smartphone. All of the messages that you get are right in order, and they have a little logo right next to the sender showing which service it came from. Another thing that is cool about it, you don't have to go back and forth between apps, and you can see updates more easily with this app. So if you spread your DNA all over the social media world, Android fans, this app's for you. And finally, Ghostbuster fans, get ready to rejoice. Maybe. Ghostbusters 3 is in the works. Yes, you heard me right. There's going to be another Ghostbusters. And you're thinking, how are they going to do that? One of the main cast members is already passed away, unfortunately. They're not even going to have those cast members. Guess what? It's going to be an all-girl cast. No, I'm not lying to you. All girls. Girlbusters. Paul Feig, which I think that's how you say his name, he's the director of like Bridesmaids and The Heat and all of those sort of things. Well, he is going to be hopping on board for an all-female cast for Ghostbusters 3. He confirmed the news on Twitter yesterday after months of speculation if the franchise future was going to continue. There's no word yet if some of the original cast members, such as Bill Murray or Dan Aykroyd, are going to make an appearance in the film, but it was said it will star some hilarious women. I've got no problem with girls or women wanting to be Ghostbusters, that's all fine. But Hollywood, please, stop destroying my childhood. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Now, don't forget, BTN fans, we've got the Mac Show for you live today at 3 p.m. Ewan Rankin, of course, hosting that. I'm going to be on the show. Will Green's going to be on the show. Adam Christensen is going to be on the show. Chuck Joyner's going to be there. And Jeff Braun is also going to be on the show. It's going to be a full-packed show today. So you'll definitely want to tune in to the Mac Show, 3 p.m. UK time today. So on that note, that's going to wrap up the news show for this week. But don't worry, we're going to be back on Monday to get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great weekend, enjoy your Friday, and thank you very much for listening.